Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it, we're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here. Coming your way, in it together. I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Summer Wolf on keys, everybody! Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we leave no seabird unaffected by Class A drugs. Or, if you prefer, we leave no tern unstoned. And if you didn't like that, you leave now. In our quest to find out just what other cultures think is normal. And speaking of people on the fringes of society, please welcome today's comedians. On my left, playing for Dungaroos, Sarah Bonetto and Charlie George. And on my right, playing for shit hoes, two people who have misunderstood the tone of our charming tea time show. It's Rosie Jones and Celia A.B. So firstly, panellists, what makes you diverse? Sarah Bonetto.
I am a foreign lady living in London, UK. Have you heard of it? UK stands for United Kingdom.
Yes, united. Mm. So very, very united. Soon just to be K for kingdom. And then people are going to realise we don't have a king and just scrap that.
Dom. It'll just be Dom.
Oh. Dom.
I would totally live in a Dom.
That's... Wait, edit. This. Sadly, this is going out live. And there'll be no edits. Charlie George, how are you diverse?
I am a queer woman whose mum is a Daily Mail reading Jehovah's Witness, and my dad is a Richard Dawkins God Delusion atheist who's half Indian, half Singaporean.
Wow.
And I was raised in Swindon.
Wow. If Global Pillage was one person, it would be Charlie George. Why are you the Dungaroos?
This was a total accident. Myself and Charlie have never met, but we walked in today, and for those listening at home, we are both wearing floor-length denim overalls.
Yeah. Wow. And there's no native animal of Swindon, so...
Ruse with an Australian reference.
Right, yeah. Right, absolutely.
So the Dungaroos it is, yeah.
Well, I'm loving that name. Rosie Jones, you're playing for the shit hoes. How are you diverse?
Very gay, very disabled. Very lady. But actually, what makes me most diverse are my tits.
Do go on.
But I googled it, and the average bra size in the UK is a 36 D, and I am a lot bigger.
So, is that right? The average size is a 36D.
Yeah, I think I hit a D by the time I was 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
You seem very happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, I like him.
I'm so happy for you.
I love him.
Celia AB, how are you diverse?
I am a French, Algerian and bisexual woman. But what makes me diverse is I'm incredibly flat-chested.
Excellent. Excellent. Is,
also, quite diverse today before I am the only one not wearing denim, which is...
Oh, that's true. Exactly. Yes, I rarely wear denim, but I did pop a bit of denim on in an effort to recapture my youth at around 3 p.m.
I feel like you're about to start like a musical where you're going to be in the same gang.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're the one who's going to be bullied because you're in florals.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You will die first. Yeah.
And I feel like Celia and I are going to be like tradespeople.
Hi, I'm here to fix the pool.
We don't have a pool. Oh, wow. Wait, that's not...
I only wear floral because I find that the French have a reputation to be... I believe the term is arrogant wanker. And I only wear floral because I find that it makes me a little bit more likable, which...
Do florals make you likable?
I think so. And also staying at a minimal level of fitness.
I feel like you're very likable, really, really likable. I don't think you need flowers to make your... I would like you anyway.
Oh,
I do.
You stop it now.
Why are you called the shit hose, which I'm going to have to say at the end of every round? Why would you do that?
Well, we want to be hose, but we shit. No, no, because... We just met today and we said, what have we got in common? Where are you from? And I said, I'm from a shithole.
And then I said, hey, I'm from a shithole also, I'm a shithole. And then it just...
I'm a shithouse from
the shithole.
Excellent.
May I add that it's also the name of our grime mixtape coming out. August 2020.
Yes.
See you at Glastonbury.
Making sure that any fun we attempt to have is contained within rigorously defined boundaries and conventions. Please welcome in Patton's Corner, Ned Sedgwick! And trying not to be too crestfallen to learn that the piano he's sitting in front of cost more than he did on the keys, it's Samuel Ward! Ned, have you had a global experience lately?
Yeah, can you shout out if anyone's hungover today? Yeah, nice one. So I got really drunk last night, but you're thinking, that's quite unprofessional. No, it's not, Deborah, because I was actually researching for this bit. I was at a drag cabaret last night, and a couple of the barmen were Kosovan. And I was like, oh, where are you from in Kosovo? And they're like, oh, you wouldn't know it. And I was like, actually, I'm quite well-travelled. And I'd been this summer to where they were from in Kosovo, so I just got free drinks all night.
Aww.
And I said, I'd normally say no, but I need a two-minute bit tomorrow at my diversity-based podcast. So here we are.
Here you are, hungover on some kind of Kosovo tequila. Every week, Samo finds an old folk tune whose words and melody belong to an ancient tradition passed down from generation to generation. And he uses those sacred musical ideas to creep out Ned. Over to you, Samo!
Thanks. I'm so glad you said it like that because I've had a bit of a reputation for picking songs that just really, really creep out Ned. So I thought I'd pick a nice one. I recently got back from a holiday in Ireland. It's lovely over there. And I learned of this piece of music called The Last Rose of Summer. Oh, who would inhabit this bleak world alone? Isn't that sweet? So we're going to do very, very nice and sweet and definitely not creepy, Ned. It's a game of global pillage. Ned, please tell us the scores.
That's actually really
lovely. It does sound like the end of an Irish movie that made me cry a lot.
It really does.
Yeah, it really does. I feel like it's not going to creep Ned out, but it is going to make him feel incredibly melancholy on top of his hangover. First up is our themed round, and this week the teams will be hoping to avoid an early bath and instead showing their rivals a clean pair of heels. Either way, it'll all come out of the wash. Yesterday, we'll be asking questions on the subject of cleansing. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In Malaysia, the bride traditionally engages in a flower bath to ward off evil spirits. However, in Islam, belief in these spirits is haram. So how does the tradition stay alive? Shit hose.
This is incredible.
Yeah, see, no, it works.
I believe that the what keeps the tradition going is there's a really good other Malaysian tradition called snitches get stitches.
So you think that there's some kind of protection racket going 100%. Over the, yeah. the bride's believe, flower bath?
I believe there's a gang surrounding the bride-to-be, making sure that she's safe from the evils. Yeah. And okay. This is my belief, and since this is a diversity-based podcast, you don't get to judge.
So Rosie?
I agree. And actually, I'm the gang leader.
I mean, that sounds implausible, but knowing you, it isn't.
Yeah.
Dungaroos. In Malaysia, the bride traditionally engages in a flower bath to ward off evil spirits, but in Islam, the belief in these spirits is haram. How does this tradition stay alive?
As a dirty girl who hasn't hasn't washed very often, there's actually something called mandi bunga in Malaysian culture, which is like when you're hoping to find a life partner, you should take a bath. But yeah, so the tradition stays alive, I think, with dry shampoo. Or grazing perfume from Boots, which is something I'm very good at as well, where you sort of wander around as if you're going to buy a perfume and then you just use the samples.
We've all done it. And they know. They're not fools. They know that they cannot actually take you out the back and call the cops if you use anything from the display. But if you look like you're going to use a lipstick and just put it back, they are on you. Not that I've done that.
I mean, how do you know this?
We were all thinking.
I used to, this is very embarrassing. Do you know if you go into Boots, you can try makeup? Like there's a woman that puts makeup on your face. Mm-hmm. So I used to go to the most expensive bar and be like, I'm thinking of buying this foundation. I wasn't. Let her put it all over my face. Actually, this bronzer looks quite nice as well.
And then you just say, I'll think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll think about it. What time do you close? Is my... They never come back.
Oh, no. I use the what time do you close thing as well.
What time do you close?
And they're on to us. They know. Yeah. They know. Yeah. Okay, Hive Mind. In Malaysia, the bride tradition engages in a flower bath to ward off evil spirits, but that's not allowed in Islam. So how does this tradition stay alive? Courgette flowers.
Nice.
So they're not real flowers. So they've sort of got around it, loopholed it with courgette flowers. Okay, great. Oh, they've changed the backstory. Yeah. Good. Anything else?
The non-Muslim population.
It's the non-Muslim population. It's a trick question. Okay. All right. If you think it's courgette flowers, buzz now. If you think it's... They've changed the reasoning behind it, buzz now. Or if you think it's just loads of non-Muslims there. They're also doing it. Okay. No, they've not gone for that. In fact, it's everyone stays silent... So no one admits what is actually happening. Oh. They just have the bath and just like, I'm not talking about it. I don't know why we're doing this. So in a way, is that a bit like...
I'm giving the shit hose... I don't like saying that. I'm giving the shit hose a half point for that because
snitches
when you said snitches get stitches, I was like, oh, you've got it right.
Yeah.
And then you gave like eight different explanations of different things, which weren't any of them correct. So I was like, I would feel awkward about giving you a full point.
You'll wait till the gang hears about you, Ned. It's a breast-sized based gang.
Yeah. But half points is 5 points, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've still got 5 points. You're the first to score.
Yay! First to score.
In Korea, nude bathhouses are common. When you enter one of the bathing areas, you will be given only a so-called lamb's head. What is a lamb's head? Dungaroos?
Is it a secret handshake? Let the record show that I'm winking heavily.
When you enter one of the bathing areas, you go into the nude bathhouse and you're just given a lamb's head and you think that's a secret handshake so that you know, hey.
Winky, wink, nudge, nudge.
An awkward naked handshake. Okay?
I think it's a steam helmet.
Right. What's a steam helmet?
I'm not sure, but I could do it. But I just really like the idea of it. Like a steamy helmet?
Is it like a towel, but like lamb's fur?
Like a lamb's wool towel.
Like a big furry. Ooh! Like a slanket.
A slanket. Okay, all right. A slanket.
It's actually a lamb's head, is what I believe. Yeah. I also believe it's a way to filter out the weak. It's a very cheap Groupon where they mention it's a massage and you get there and they give you a lamb's head. And if you can't handle the lamb's head, you have to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if it was a literal lamb's head to put over your head, it would disguise your identity if you were naked.
100%. It's like, you know those like orgies where you wear a mask? These are like...
Oh, like a sort of eyes wide shut mask.
Yeah. I thought you were putting your boobs in the
wet
lamb.
Boobs.
Again, we've covered this. Not everyone is a double G, Rosie.
I have
it's
a minus G.
It's getting to the point of flagging now. It's
J.
Is it J? Wow.
That's incredible. I'm proud of you.
So far through the alphabet. Hive mind. No matter your cup size, do you have an answer? In Korea, nude bathing houses are common, but when you enter, you're going to be given something called a lamb's head. What would that be?
A shower cap.
A shower cap.
Oh,
that's good. A loofah.
A loofah.
Towel.
A towel?
Here, it looks like Princess Leia.
Oh, okay, so a towel that's got a Princess Leia quality to it that you just sort of put around your head. Okay, anything else?
It's got everything to do with the breast size. I think it's for the flat chested, it's the one they're going so they can get to a J.
Oh, it's a sort of boob. An equalising boob. Okay, situation. Sure, okay.
That's my DJ name.
All right. Hive mind, do you think it's a shower cap, buzz now? If you think it's a loofah, buzz now. If you think it's a towel, buzz now. If you think it's a massage, buzz now. If you think it's a boob enhancement, buzz now. Now, they all laughed at that, but they didn't want to buzz it. In fact, you were correct, it's a towel. It's not an enormous Princess Leia towel, but it is a towel.
No, it is. It gets shaped into a kind of Princess Leia style shebang, yeah.
Oh, I see. So
it's
you've
like
got
lamb's, it's like the kind of horny bits of a lamb.
Oh. Did this lady actually know?
Did you know that then?
Yeah. Oh, you are you from Korea?
No. I don't
know
why.
Are you from Korea or have you been there?
Oh,
hey. Wow. You know, you could have said to them, I'm actually from Korea. You can say that. Question 3 in the theme round. What is traditionally added to Japanese baths? Dungaroos.
Wasabi.
Oh.
And to be fair, wasabi in your bath would be no worse than, like, have you ever used that original sauce body wash?
Yes.
Oh my God,
the tea tree stings.
Ball burner.
It stings.
Ball burner. Or whatever you've got. whatever you got in that burnt up down there.
Just general burner.
Wasabi, boom.
Wasabi. So you're going with a bit of a wasabi kick?
I need something to help me wake up, you know? An incentive to get into the bath in the first place.
Okay, shit hose.
Do you know where this shit hose thing is being more and more like insults?
I might change it to hit shows.
Hit shows.
That's nice. No, okay.
Shit hose. Okay, shit of a hose.
Yep, that's not been in any question. What is traditionally added to Japanese baths?
Is it just a lot of love?
Aww. Love?
Yeah.
Just a love bath.
Yeah.
A love bath, okay.
I would really enjoy that.
No, I know.
If I got in the bath and there was a Japanese person there going, I really like you. You're doing really well. I would lovely.
Well, just an encouraging sort of mentor figure.
Yeah.
Sitting on the side saying, your career's going really well, Rosie Jones. And you should be very proud of what you've achieved.
Yeah, and your hair looks amazing.
Oh,
I just love.
When did you hear about Headspace?
I'm starting to see why you're a shit hoe.
Yeah.
It's not very hoe-like to have somebody sitting on the side going, you go, girl.
Yeah, well done. You.
All right, so what is traditionally added to Japanese baths, Hive Mind?
Bubble bath.
Essential oils. Oils.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Salt.
It sounds like a lovely recipe for a bath.
Isn't it?
I'm into it.
And wasabi. Oh, sorry.
What was that? Something to sit on. Okay, if you think it's bubble bath, Buzz now. Oils, flowers, salt, something to sit on. In fact, it's yuzu fruit. Ned, please tell us more.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's desperate to know more about this fascinating fact. So this is a winter solstice tradition. They just whack some yuzu fruits in to help purify you going into the kind of, you know, the darkest day of the year. But now zoos use it as a kind of way of bringing in punters. So they do big baths for all their animals with yuzu fruit on the winter solstice. You come in, see some capybaras getting bathed. That's one of the photos I saw. It's lovely.
And it's the end of the round.
I would love a bath with love in. Ned, please tell us the scores.
In third place, with 0 points, it's the dungaroos. In second place, with 5 points, it's the shit hose.
Yay!
And in first place, with 10 points, it's the hive mind.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms.
The meanings of some idioms change over time. For example, in Britain, we used to say, a rising tide lifts all boats. Whereas now we say, I told you climate change was real, find your own raft, this one is mine. What is the meaning of this foreign phrase, which we have literally translated to English? Fingers on buzzers. In Estonia, they say, you're making it out of wood and painting it red. What do they mean? Shit hose.
In England, they say, no speaking during a game of charade. I think it means you're making it up, really, isn't it?
You're making it up.
Yeah.
You're just making it up as you're going along.
Yeah, you make it up like, oh, yeah, as if you did that.
Oh, maybe is it like you've started it right, but then you've fucked it up. Stop while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead. You're making out of wood and painting it red. It was good like it was. Okay, dungaroos?
Having sex on your period.
that? What? I thought it was the logical. It's really logical. There's like wood, and then it's you're painting it red. I mean, no.
Yeah. No, I do see that. Now, again, it feels like one of the teams has misunderstood the tone of our charming tea time. If you have brought children or elderly relatives into this space, safe space of an arts centre. No, actually, why am I even saying that? There's nothing wrong with menstruation or sexual congress. Both things I'm incredibly comfortable with, and you can tell that by the way I call them menstruation and sexual congress. So are you having sex on your period? No, I'm not asking that, Sarah. I'm asking, do you agree with it? Not do you agree with doing it? Obviously, it's fine. Do you agree with this idiom meaning that thing?
I mean, I don't want to shut it down. I don't want to be that guy. But could it be making out of wood and painting it red is like, because it's Estonia, could it be a vampire thing? It's a stake. I mean, it's less likely, isn't it? Because vampires are not real and sex and periods are so prevalent.
Okay, all right. So Dungaroos has offered both vampires and menstruation, two different sorts of blood. I've now got a terrible image of Dracula.
Yep.
Yeah.
He is up for it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. I've never thought of that before.
Down to fuckula.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Wow. Wow. What? I bet there's porn like that, though, isn't there? There's definitely got to be that kind of
porn.
Don't
Google it.
I'm not going to.
I will.
What was that?
What? Someone already is.
Yeah. As soon as I'm out that door.
Oh, so as long as they're only Googling it, that's fine. All right, Hive Mind, I hesitate to ask what you might say. If I say in Estonia they say you're making it out of wood and painting it red, what does that mean? You're faking it.
You're showing off.
Showing off. You're tired and you're showing off.
It's a bit like gilding the lily.
You're gilding the lily. You've got, already got something good, and now you're trying to paint it red. Anything else?
Poor man's night out.
Oh, I see. So you can't afford to paint the town red, so you've just got a bit of wood. Painted that red.
That's so cute.
You got a box of pizza and ate it in a park.
With some vampires on your period. Anything else? Okay. Hive Mind, if you think you're faking it, Buzznow. Showing off, Buzznow. Gilding the lily, Buzznow. Poor man's night out, Buzznow. Okay, you've gone for gilding the lily. In fact, it means making something very clear and obvious.
It's kind of like, do you want me to explain any more? Like, I painted the house red, or, oh...
I've made it out of wood and painted it red. What? You know, how much more can I
explain? You should have listened. They painted the house red and made it out of wood.
There's no house in this.
What?
There's no house in this. If you're hanging out in Estonia a lot, which you are.
Yeah, it's a great country. Tallinn is beautiful.
You're making it out of wood. The thing that you need to say is, oh, mate, you're making it out of wood and painting it red. You've made it so obvious. You want me.
Is that you and Dracula?
Yeah. Yep, Dracula's around. On the 4th of the month or nearby.
Everyone is putting Deborah's period in their calendar. That's fun. That's fun.
In Venetian, they say, there's no need to spin fog. What do they mean, Dungaroos?
Fart in public.
Okay. A shit hose?
I think it means... In French, there's an expression, we're very violent people, that is, you can't wear the bearskin before killing it. So that means you can't, like, don't start trying to come up with a solution because we haven't started the process.
So somebody's sort of running before they can walk.
Yeah.
So to use our English idiom, okay, Hive Mind. In Venetian, they say there's no need to spin fog. What does it mean? Don't make something out of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
The teams are really regretting not saying that now. The teams think that's the answer and that's the one they'd vote for if they could, but they can't. Anything else? Stating the obvious. You're spinning fog. What was that? Increase the confusion. Fox News.
What a great byline.
It's very much their slogan. Anything else? Deceiving someone. What was that one? Doing the impossible. All right. If you think It's to make something out of nothing, buzz now.
Buzz.
You can't buzz, you're not part of the hive. Unless you're defecting to the hive mind, Rosie. Which, you know, would be wise. Stating the obvious, buzz now. If you think it's increasing the confusion, buzz now. If you think it's deceiving someone, buzz now. And finally, if you think you're doing the impossible, you're spinning fog, you're doing the impossible, buzz now. In fact, it means there's no need to worry. So I think it's probably making something out of nothing.
I think it's more because it came from when it was really foggy and you couldn't take a boat out. So it's from people walking up and down the jetty, just kind of spinning the fog around them, trying to wait for it to happen.
Oh, I see. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, yeah. There's
so,
nothing you can
do. I see.
I couldn't quite work out what the bear outfit meant. But I think it meant something quite
yes,
similar.
Yes, it very much
so,
did.
Yeah, it did. Oh,
okay, cheeky. So the bear outfit is you can't wear the bear skin until you've killed the bear. So basically, you can't go
you can't
out
do it
fishing.
Until the fog clears. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah so oh, okay, all right. So, shit hope yeah! on. Wow. There you go.
Oh, my God. We might be coming really good hosts.
Yeah. Yes. High-scoring hosts, I'm going to change your name to.
As my mum would have wanted for me.
In Hindi, they say, you're lighting lamps full of butter. What do they mean? Shit hose. No, I'm changing it. High-scoring hose.
Oh, name of my first dad in Russia. I think that it means that you're lying.
You're lying. You're because lighting lamps full of butter.
Yeah, because you're like, ooh, here's a lamp. I'm going to bright it, but then you can't see it because there's butter all around it.
Dungaroos. What does it mean?
You're eating too much bread, maybe. Like just melting butter.
So this is a carbohydrate-based idiom.
I do think I know it, but I'm really bad at being Asian, but there is some stuff in
there. That's a good name for your Edinburgh show, bad at being Asian.
But there is some stuff in there, and I think it's a Hindi thing about...
It's definitely a Hindi thing, that's in the question.
I know, yeah. Is it about, like, joy or happiness? Like, okay. The happiness of eating butter or bread?
Okay.
Or just joy or glory, something like that.
Okay, all right. Hive mind. In Hindi, they say you're lighting lamps full of butter. What do they mean?
Messy.
Wasteful. You're on a highway to nothing. This sounds like something which reminded me of my childhood.
Enjoying someone else's unhappiness.
Ooh. Like Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is becoming nihilistic, isn't it, really? All right. Hive mind, if you think it's you're messy, buzz now. Wasteful, buzz now. You're a highway to nothing. Does that mean a hiding to nothing? Same thing. No, sure.
I love you. You're so
good. Fair enough. Schadenfreude, buzz now. Futile, buzz now. In fact, the dungaroos had it. It means you're very happy.
Yes!
Because butter is a luxury.
So you my dad will be so proud.
You are remembered
not
something.
Bad at being Asian.
You're not bad at being Asian.
High scoring Asian.
Okay. Well, that's more of a stereotype. Well, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm very happy to call you the high-scoring hoes, because that is not a stereotype. But high-scoring Asians.
High-scoring Hindi.
No.
Alliteration doesn't help.
I think let's move on.
I think we should, because it's the end of the round.
Let's move on from stereotypes. Ned, please tell us the scores.
It's a tight game at the moment. In joint second place, it's Dungaroos and the Hive Mind with 10 points. And in first place, it's a shit hose.
Oh! Oh! High-scoring hoes have high points!
Amazing.
Can we stop now?
No, sadly, we've got the teams round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural family background. This can be specific to your country of origin, personal faith, hometown, or even just your own family. But please don't be so competitive as to ask, what was my grand's budgie called? So, high-scoring hoes, do you have a question for dungaroos?
Yes. In French traditions, there's one night of the year where we do something called the King's Party. What is the King's Party?
it's the night that you kill everyone and loot the palace.
No, that's a Tuesday. Big night out. Couple of cans.
Is it like a drag thing, like a drag king's party?
So they were practices. We're going to go for our real guest now. We're just warming up, weren't we, obviously? A king's party is one where you cook everything in your cupboard. Everything. Oregano. But in French. Marjoram. Is it marjoram in French?
No.
Okay, so it could be something that where you cook everything in the kitchen.
Is it where you eat too much cheese?
Okay, all right. Is it either of those?
Nope.
Okay, in that case, you've got to tell us because they've had enough goes.
Okay, so one night of the year in France, what we do is you get together with your whole family and you get a pie. And in that pie is a little gem that's put inside the pie. One of the member of the family has to go under the table.
I think we've had this in a Christmas
I've
round
actually
or something.
Done this.
Yeah, it's
an epiphany. I've been under the table.
Yes.
That's right, you had to do it at a friend's party.
Yeah, but I'm weirdly good with names.
Essentially, whoever has the piece of the pie with the little gem in it wins, and then they have to wear a little king thing.
Does Prince Andrew attend these events? Because it sounds a lot like it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Under the Christmas pudding bowl. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's
a thing here, but like way better than the French version.
Excuse me, it's in French when we do it.
Oh, that's way sexier. Yeah, true.
We also do it traditionally all in black and white.
Excellent. Excellent. And I hope no one's having a good time, but
it's
looking sultry out the window in a black polo neck smoking a cigarette.
What we like to do traditionally when I wake up every morning in black and white, having a cigarette and a coffee. I like to think of the meaning of being alive. And then I go and get a sausage rolls at Greg's because I am trying to fit in, so.
Dungaroos, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes, actually, Charlie has one about Swindon.
Okay.
Magical place.
Oh, so exciting. Where is the town of Swindon? Where has the town of Swindon been twinned with?
Swindon has a twin town. Where is that twin town? And it's not, presumably, twinned. Okay, so we've got one for Twindon.
Oh, yes!
Okay. Keep him coming.
If there are any Aussies in the audience, we call it sister cities.
Ah, okay.
Findon in Scotland.
Findon, okay. So Twindon, Findon. Anything else?
New York.
New York. Brilliant. Anything else?
Somewhere in Germany.
Somewhere in Germany. Right. You may have to narrow that down.
Tübingen.
Tübingen.
Tübingen's actually twinned with Tusmallen.
Okay. All right. All right. I think that's probably enough then in that case. Do you think it's Twindon, Buznow? They said back that horse because they think it's funny. Findon, Buznow. New York. Manhattan, the Big Apple, Buznow. Or if you think it's Tübingen in Germany, somewhere that Anna and the audience happened to go on exchange as a child. Listen, it could be. Roll that dice, babe. Buznow. Oh, they've gone for it. In fact, where is it?
There's a few places, and Germany was close, actually. There was a different place in Germany called Salzgitter, Ocotol in Nicaragua, Tarnin in Poland, and, for a short while, Disney World.
What? Oh, my God!
I'm not even joking. Someone in a competition won, and she wrote to the, like, so everyone could enter a competition to be twinned with Disney World, and Swindon, for a short time, won.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is great. And the Dungaroos have scored because the Hive Mind didn't get it. Well done, Dungaroos. Hive Mind. Now we have Yun from China. Do you have a question for the high scoring hose?
So there is a saying that someone is boiling dumpling in the tea kettle. And what does it mean?
Yeah, kettle for the pan.
So it could mean you're poor.
Yeah, very poor.
Don't say yes or no. Don't poker face, please.
You're doing something, but you're going about it the wrong way.
Is it one of those? Is it either poor or you're doing something the wrong way?
No.
It's neither of those.
Oh,
okay,
God.
You've got one more go. One more go.
One more go.
You're not a very good cook.
It's not much of an idiom, is it?
You're boiling dumplings in a tea kettle. So, could it mean that you're not a very nice man, Ian?
You're not a very nice man.
Because it's very difficult.
Okay, you're doing something very difficult.
Yes.
Yes!
Quite close.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. What's the right answer?
So the meaning is it's hard to express your thinking in your mind. It's like a foreigner sitting in an English exam. The person has a lot to say, but because English is not the first language, so it's hard for the person to express.
Oh my God.
It's very difficult.
So it's so.
Because if we want to take out the dumpling to eat, it's hard to pour out from the kettle.
Oh, that's a brilliant idiom.
It has a very small.
So you can say, like, I know what I mean, but I can't explain it. I'm making dumplings in a tea kettle. And if only you could see my beautiful dumplings, but sadly they're trapped.
Yes, exactly.
Don't make a joke about breasts, They didn't get it, so it's points for the hive mind, and it's the end of the round!
It's the game of global courage. Ned, please tell us the source.
In joint first place is all three teams with 15 points. Whoa!
This just blew wide open. We're basically back to the beginning of the show. It's like no one scored.
This is like the election.
This is really... Oh, if only the election were going to be this close. What a lovely thought.
I'm going to plant 60 million trees. That was one of the pledges this week. And then the Lib Dems were like, we'll double it. So many trees. If anything, too many trees.
Next, it's the It's a Sign round. Everybody is marching these days, and some protesters come home to see the hilarious slogans on their signs all over Facebook and Instagram. Some people are at the protest because they passionately believe in the cause, and some people like to just feel part of a joint enterprise. I'm not sure what was going on in the mind of the person I saw recently holding up a sign which just said, "My arms are very tired." Teams, we'd like you to make some shareworthy signs, and Ned will award points for his favourites. Hive mind, if you've got a pen and paper, or you can even get out the notes on your phone if you want to scratch anything out, you have 30 seconds to write your slogans for today's protest, which is against wearing fur. Time is very much up. High scoring Hose, do you have an offering for us?
So you might be able to tell which one of us has come up with this one, but I'll keep it subtle. We have gone for don't wear fur, don't even wear clothes. Get your big baps out.
Try to rain away.
I mean,
I was going to go for wear fur twice. keep your babs inside. But it's not very catchy, is it?
Get your babs out. Yep. Don't wear fur.
I thought you were going to say for the lads, and I thought...
Do your babs out for them?
Yeah, it's really taken a turn, I thought.
For the animals.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. So it's more, it's get your babs out for the lambs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
So nice. Dungaroos, aren't you writing after the time has...
I had a concept that has been declined.
No, but this is an amalgam of the other concept you brought forward, and we've workshopped this, so this is more of a team effort. So it's a simple leave the animals super furry.
Hey!
And there's a cute bit.
Let's see the other side.
Do you want to see the rejected one? Not that I'm advocating Morrissey, but there are some things. Wear the fur of this world in your crotch, dear. And then I tried to draw a muff, but I ran out of time.
I mean, I think any sentence that opens with not that I'm advocating for Morrissey deserves no points. Hive mind, do you have any suggestions for signs that you might see at such a protest?
Fur will not make it/them bigger.
prefer will not make it slash them bigger.
Are you talking about wangs and boobies?
I mean, we have been for quite some time. It's like breast obsessed. Anything else? I'd prefer not to wear fur. Oh. Very good, prefer. Very good, very good. Anything else? Oh, we can't bear it. We can't bear fur.
She's just copying our cute bear that we do.
Well, she has a more cute, punny slogan. Anything else?
I'm fur animals.
I'm fur animals.
Oh, that's so cute.
Anybody else, finally?
I'd rather wear a lamb's head.
Oh! That's the winner. I'd rather wear a lamb's head than fur. Okay, so while Ned comes up with some creativity points, the final round is our quickfire round. So, hive mind, if you know the answer, you have to shout buzz. I'm not going to throw to you. You just shout buzz, then you shout the answer as loudly as you can. Fingers and buzzers time starts now. Which Academy Award-winning film, based on the Charles Dickens novel, was known in Japanese as Solitary Fox? Dungaroos.
Scrooged. With Bill Murray.
No?
No, okay.
Anybody else? High screen.
Oliver Twist.
It was Oliver Twist. In English, we say, as God is my witness. In Iran, they say, God is my...
neighbor's wife.
Unsurprisingly, no.
Angry landlord?
No.
Patronus.
No. Hive mind, have you got anything? God is my...
lover.
Not lover. No, nobody in Iran says God is my lover. Again, unsurprisingly. In fact, God is my lawyer. What does San Diego mean in English?
It's actually French and it means without Diego.
France, it means without Diego, but in it,
but it's a hot place where Diego's not allowed.
No Diego's here.
People have had enough of Diego.
Yep. Can anyone translate San Diego from Spanish into English? San Diego? Saint Diego, but that in English that would be Saint James. In which South American country is the euro used as currency? Dungaroos.
French Guiana.
Correct. In 18th century... I know, someone actually knows something. It's so impressive, isn't it? In 18th century Ireland, what was a cow's grass?
It was a bovine who went to the cops.
Turned everybody else in, started chewing the old cud. No, it was not. What was it? Anyone else got anything? 18th century Ireland, what was a cow's grass?
Really great weed.
No, it was not. It was a unit of measurement, an area of field big enough to support one cow. In American English, they're called suspenders. What are they called in British English?
Braces.
Correct. What is the national language of Angola, East Timor and Mozambique? Portuguese is correct, hive mind. Finish this old Burmese joke about life under the military junta.
Everyone's like, oh, this one.
The old...
to get to the other side, of course.
A Burmese man visits a dentist in India. The dentist asks him to open his mouth and he refuses. Do you have dentists in Burma? He says. Yes, we do, the man replies, but...
but you've got to open it first so I can trust you.
Like, no.
You've got to open your mouth first and then I'll open mine.
No.
I've run out of toothpaste.
No. In Burma, we're not allowed to open our mouths.
Oh. It's a sad joke, if
it's
anything.
It's getting political.
Yeah, it's
very sad joke.
And we're out of the time, and it's the end of the show.
Yes, it's close, but how close is it? Ned, please tell us the scores.
In third place, they're back to being the shit hose.
Oh!
With 20 points. In second place is the Dungaroos with 25 points, and winning is a hive mind with 30 points.
High scoring host. How do you feel?
How did that happen?
I think if I was to describe it like a footballer after a game, I would say we go a bit too confident.
Yeah.
We should have attacked the opponent better.
Yeah, we were a bit tit heavy.
Yeah. I think we became good hoes and then eventually we had to go back to being shit hoes to stay on brand. Yeah.
So. Well, it was a real roller coaster and an absolute pleasure. And I think you were prioritising jokes over facts at the end.
It's just who I am, Debra.
Yeah, the comedians in you just came out over the competitors in you, and I just think, you know, hats off to use an idiom. So, it's a lot of lovely lard lamps to our winners, but pre-soaked yuzu fruit to our losers. And I'll leave you on this thought from Germany. A teacher is better than two books. That may be so, but I'd just like to remind you that my book, The Guilty Feminist, is now out in paperback. Makes an excellent stocking filler for a friend or relative. I'll be doing some book signings at Choose Love, so watch out for those on my Twitter. Please give it up for Sarah Bonetto, Charlie George, Rosie Jones, Celia A.D., Ned Sedgwick and Penance Corner, Samuel Wolfopis, you are the High Mind. I've been Deborah Francis White. Good night. We should talk about the Jehovah's. Do you know I used to be a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes, I have heard this.
It's not that diverse.
No. I mean, on this panel, there are more women who used to be Jehovah's Witnesses than men. And I
That's true. We've nailed that.
And this, and only this panel in the history of the world, and certainly comedy. But we should talk about that because we'll have lots of terrifying memories.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.